another dollar, another sunrise, another sunset, another all that good stuff. This is The Daily Chef. Welcome. And if you followed us on our social media, I appreciate that. You know how to. Of course, CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Google Playlist, Google Podcasts, Google Podcast, Spotify, so many ways. Anchor.fm. Of course, you can catch us on Wisdom and also, of course, on the Jukebox Radio, on MySpin, and also Outside the Box Radio. Don't forget to check out the other things there, like My Vibe and the Jazz Lounge. There's tons of things to listen to, so you're never bored. Speaking of being bored, well, I wouldn't call this being bored. What would I call this? Manipulative? Okay, let's jump into it. So let's say you're hanging out with friends, or you're gonna hang out with friends tonight. Do you cook? And if you do, do you cook new food? Right? If you do cook new food, do you test it out on your friends first? And I also, like, I always check, like, and if you're on a date, by the way, and somebody cooks for you, I always make sure they take a bite first. I'd even swap plates. I do the old switcheroo. I do the old swap plates. I'd be like, oh, hey, can you get me another fork? This one fell on the floor and I have a thing. And then they'd go to the kitchen and get a new fork. And meanwhile, I'd switch the plates and I'd be like, I don't know what you put in my plate. And it's like, why did you specifically give me this plate? Why didn't you let me serve myself? And if you do serve yourself, I suggest letting the host take the first bite. And I'd give it like a few minutes. I'd strike up a conversation. I'd be like, well, I want to see if the poison takes effect. Okay, no, you're still up at the table. Okay. This got dark really fast, but at the same time, I think this is important for people to know how to survive a spy attack. What would this be considered? I don't know. Especially if this happens when you're trying to get back with somebody. Oh, geez. Please be on the lookout. Hide the sharp objects. Do what you need. You know what you need to do. I don't know. I've never been one to go back to exes or anything like that. So, like, if I do, that means it's like, you know, it was genuine. And I mean, I'm not saying that it's not just because I didn't go back. It's just like, you know, like I can get over this. You know what I mean? Like, if there are certain things that like made you break up and then it's like, why do we break up? And it's like, because of that, you grow older, you grow mature and things like that. And you understand, you know, you start to be like, you start to prioritize things. And it's like, is that something that really, it's like, no, like that's going to be with anybody I'm with, you know, or like, it all depends. Now, if it's like cheating or something, then it's like, you know, well, that's that. For me anyway, it could be different for other people. Like, I don't know. Cheating has always been like, I think that's anyone who can forgive someone for cheating, I give kudos to, because I don't know if I could do it. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I could just be like, you know what? I can look past this. And it's like, well, I don't know. There's a lot that would go through my mind at the time. And I'm sure there's a lot that goes through both of their minds, the person who cheated and the person who's trying to reconcile with like, if they want to reconcile with the person who cheated, you know, the cheatee and the cheater, the cheatee. Is that it? Sounds like I'm naming like Transformers, like at this point, cheaty and chi. Anyway. All right. Well, I don't know. Like, we've strayed so far from just like food being made for people. I don't think I would. I would have to test the food. I would have to test the food before. Like, I can't just, like, ingest it. And then on top of that, like, I look at the kitchen, and, like, if there's, like, dirt everywhere and, like, the washcloth, and there's, like, a toilet brush in, like, one of the pots, I'm not eating that. Did you see that one Seinfeld episode where Kramer made food? I would never eat from Kramer. Like, the moment I laid eyes on him, I was like, I'd never eat from that guy. Like, none of the food that he cooks, like, you know, that's not the first thing that I thought, but like, there was an episode where he cooked dinner for people, and I was like, no, never. Never ever. That sounds terrible. And you'll see why if you go and watch the episode. I'm not going to spoil it, even though you should have seen it. If I've seen it, you should have seen it. And you folks know how slow I am watching movies and things like that and catching up. There's been tons of opportunities for me to see time. I've recorded it on the DVR and I still have not seen Titanic. I don't want to see it. There's a part of me that's like, you know what? Just let's see. It's like the Undertaker's like undefeated streak at WrestleMania. And I know there's a lot of people who sad about that right now. And I am too. I wish they would have kept that going because there'll never be another. Just like there will never be another one of these. Like, I've never seen Titanic and like I can keep it going. I've seen bits and pieces. It's kind of like Undertaker seeing like bits and pieces of like maybe a loss. It's like, oh, well, this could happen. And then it's like, it's John Cena, you know, it's Triple H, it's Batista. And then it's like, nope. Randy Orton is like, nope. You know, that's kind of what's happening right now. But I don't think I'm going to ever see like Titanic. I don't know. I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's phenomenal. But I get the gist of what it's about. And the fact that I know how the ending, this is like partly everyone else's fault, by the way, because I've heard too much about it already. I've heard how it ends. Once you know how it ends, it's like, well, then who cares? Like, you know, it's like, oh, well, they're up like, oh, he's going through a life or death situation. He's being shot at. And it's like, well, I know he makes it to the end of the movie because he has to get on that piece of wood and then get shoved off by the other chick or whatever. And then she's like, it's just me. I'm sorry. I love you, but I have to be the one who lives. And then it's, and then they didn't even have, did they have a baby? If they had a baby, then I'd be more, now I think I do need to see it because I want to know if they have a kid. If they have a kid, then it's like, you know, he gave up his life for his, not only like he wanted to make sure that she lived, which still doesn't make sense because I mean, body heat, you know, I would have just cuddled or whatever. And like, you know, anyway, where was the segment going? Who knows? Who cares? This is the Daily Shift. You know how, you folks know what happens on this show. Nothing ever makes sense, but somehow, some way, it all pulls together and it's like, well, they do have a show. It's like, yeah, it wasn't that bad, you know? It's like you must sit through it. It's like people like crawling on, like with one arm dragging their best friend. It's like, we made it through. We did it. We made it through the show. Just like we're making it through Wednesday, just like we're making it to Thursday and then to the end of the weekend. Well, the end of the week, which is Friday, which I can't wait for. Everyone is going to have a fantastic Friday. I'm going to have a fantastic Friday and Saturday because Royal Rumble. I'm sorry. The Royal Rumble is happening with WWE. For those who are wrestling fans like I am, that's something for you folks to check out. I'm going to have fun watching that. And we're going to talk about movies that you can check out over the weekend, like Megan, The Departed. Also, Avatar, The Way of Water. You need to talk about the length of that movie. We're going to get more into it when we get back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Daily Shift. All you have to do is keep it locked if you want to hear more. And we hope you do. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. The Daily Shift was back, and I hope I have a question of the day. We're just kind of winging it. This is just kind of like a winging it show. It's Wednesday. Can we just have a winging it show? Where like it doesn't matter what happens. Well, it does, but you know. What's something that's been ruined for you? That's the question. What's something that's been ruined for you? And I don't mean like, and I mean like ruined by a friend, or like any, or anybody, friend, family, like what's something like, can you like, okay. I used to like, when I was younger, I used to love and like females with braces. Oh man. I used to look at like girls with braces and I used to be like, oh my gosh, I love this. How are you doing? Hi. I'm in Miss Lukowski's class. That's not a real teacher. I don't think it is, but it could be. But I'm in such and such class. You know, I drew this Ninja Turtle picture for you. Like, I don't know. Like, but then my sister got braces and I was like, what are you doing? You're ruining this for me. Like, I don't, like, I get it. Like, it, but what's, like, that's what I mean. Like, things that are unavoidable that are, like, can be ruined for you. Like blue hair and things like that. Like, some, like, I don't know what this is. A lot of, like, I've asked, like, hey, can you, like, you know, wear a little bit of blue, like, blue lipstick? That'd be kind of cute. Like, and then they're like, no, it makes me look like an alien. And then, like, there are people who wear blue lipstick who are just friends. And when I say just friends, it's like, I can't even see them like that. So when they wear it, I'm like, what are you doing? It's kind of like this sister incident all over again, but now it's with a friend and it's worse because it's like, oh my gosh, like, and then I feel like my friends put them up to it because some of my friends date each other and like all that kind of stuff. So it makes it feel like, did you put them up to that? Do you know? Cause we all know each other. It's like, yeah, no, I've noticed that you like these, you know, like we notice things about each other. And that's why I love my friends, by the way. Like, why I say, like, always talk to your friends, reach out to them, because they know your tendencies. They get the inside jokes that are so funny. By the way, like, if you have an inside joke, be happy about that. Like, how many people do you know that have like real inside jokes that it's like not the ones that is like, oh, well, you have to like be there to like get it. But like, it's super vague. It's like, yeah, like at least I wear a sock. And then it's like, it's something that's still funny, but it's like, you know, what does that mean? Like, what happened with a sock incident? Who wasn't wearing a sock or whatever? You know, it's like something simple. It has to do with like something anyone can understand. It's like, well, apparently somebody lost a sock, but you got to know the story. And I love that kind of stuff. Anyway. But yeah, no, I think like things that have been ruined for me is definitely sour cream. And that person knows who they are. And I knew them from high school. They know who they are. All three of us went. I'm going to even tell the story so that way, in case they're like, well, maybe it's me, maybe it's not. No, you're going to know from this story. We went to Taco Bell, and this is when they had like the little potato bowls or whatever. It was like a dollar. We were all there, me and two friends, the same friends that went to Paranormal Activity 2, and then went to Checkers, and then when we got home, we logged on to PlayStation 3 because we couldn't go to sleep because that movie freaked us out. Now, I'm sure you know who you are. But just in case you don't, you, for one, you purposely did this. You smacked your food. Like, I hate the sound of smacking when you're eating. Why? Why? Why can you not just chew with your mouth closed? Like, why are you making that much noise? Why are you salivating that much over some potatoes, sour cream, and cheddar? I didn't even, anyway, so that person knows who they are at this point, and this other person that was on the other side of the table with him, even he was like, why are you doing this? Even he asked, he was like, why are you doing this? That's how you know you have good friends, when they purposely annoy you, and they know the things that trigger you, and they, but like, not the things that like, annoy you to the point where you get really angry. It's just like, you're being a jerk. You know, like, it's one of those situations. It's like when your friends want to be jerks and they can be, like, remember when you, like, when you can play pranks on each other and you can get over it. That's the kind of friends that I love that I have. Like, they're just, they're great. I don't know where else to go with this other than a great break. Hopefully it's enjoyable. Hopefully your Wednesday has been enjoyable as we get ready to go into the break and then come back with the facts, which I have no idea what we're going to talk about. I'm being honest here, folks. This is Wild Wednesday. Can we start calling it? No, we're not allowed to. Okay, we don't have the legal rights. We have to figure it out. But no, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and then we're going to do more random stuff like the facts, and hopefully they're interesting to you in some way, shape, or form as we get them together right now while you enjoy this break that I've mentioned 100 times now, which we're going to take right now. Keep it locked. This is the Daily Shift. I'm searching for whatever's left of me. It's on the ground in a box of reeds, lost and found. It's lost and found. Just let it go. It's all you've ever known. Just another day of the week that we all get to enjoy with each other and hopefully enjoyed you have. Because we're heading into Thursday, whether you like it or not, whether you're ready or not, heading into Thursday, which means Friday is just so much closer. And with that being said, that means the facts are that much closer. They are. So, and with these facts, of course, oh geez, I'm knocking stuff over. It's okay. What we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and give you the information you need just in case you want to follow along. You don't have to. We'll give out what we can. i.stuff.co.nz. So, i.stuff.co.nz. And that's how you follow along. We're going to go ahead with 9 fun facts that will animate your mornings. So, these are facts about mornings. I hope these are interesting. There's little things that you can read. The first one is, 46% of people press the snooze button more than once when waking up. I can attest to that. I know I've definitely pressed it more than once. Oh, man. Like, the snooze button is my favorite button. That's why, like, I started putting my phone really far away as it rings. You know, the one that has the alarm, I put it really far away. And then so that way I have to get up and go and get it. So that way I'm already up and it's like, well, I gotta, like, because I know once I get in the shower, I'm gonna be wide awake. Like a nice cold shower, some people like a nice hot shower, but like I get in like before it turns hot. So everyone has their own thing. Number two, after your morning workout, take a cold shower. See, it helped with recovery and avoiding depression. What? I did not know that. Okay. Well, I did not know a cold shower helped with depression. News to me. But number three, men that kiss their wife every morning live 5 years longer than others. I'm sure they do, because they don't have to worry about being murdered by their partner if they don't kiss. I'm kidding. But, you know, like if you leave without. So, like, and especially if like you. I hope there's not like a new assistant or like a new coworker or something. And it's like, well, you didn't kiss me this morning. So, like, and you were talking about your new assistant this whole morning, or your new partner at the firm, or your new manager. Like, what's, like, you, yeah, you'll live longer if you just give her a kiss and let her know nothing's happening. This is why trust comes in. This is where trust comes into play. If you have no trust, it's nice knowing you. Number four, 17 billion cups of coffee are drunk every day in the world. 17 billion cups of coffee are drunk every day in the world. And there's more to read there, but I'm going to stop there because that's enough to just, oh my gosh, 17, that's pretty bad, right? And coffee can't be great for you. Like, it's giving you a heart attack. It's making you run around why a coyote and the Roadrunner? You're just running on top of roofs. And anyway, number five, we're going to go with number five. And then I think that'd be a good place to stop. No, we'll see. Number five, most people don't smile before 11:16 a.m. What about you? Now you're going to think about it. What? I want to see, like, somebody record how many people they see that don't smile. Like, make two, like, you know, like the little tally marks, like smiles, don't smiles. And when you wave to somebody, like, just mark them as a don't smile or as a smile. I want to know. I'm probably going to do this now because I want to know. I wonder if that's true. And then I'm going to stop at 11:16, and I'm going to do that for 3 days because, you know, in science, you got to do them in threes. I don't know if that's changed, but hopefully it hasn't because I don't want to do that more than 3 days. Then people are going to be like, you've been writing stuff down every single time you walk past me. What's going on? You got a problem, man? They're going to walk up to me. No, I'm just doing a science experiment. Please leave me alone. Gonna throw rocks and shoes at me, and for whatever reason one person's gonna have a thumbtack that actually sticks in the bottom of my foot. Now I have to walk around unbalanced on the bottom of my shoe. The stuff I have to live through imaginarily. No, I'm kidding. Working out in the morning before your breakfast allows you to burn up to 20% more calories. Yes. I've been doing it right. I've been like, I always go before, like, I have anything for breakfast. Like, at most I'll have, because, like, anyway, I'll have like peanuts or like cashews, but not like a bag or anything. I'll have like one or two. Just for a little bit of boost of energy. And I'm like, it's protein, so to help build muscle at the very least. Anyway, but yeah, I like that. And I always get up early to go. If anyone follows me on the social media, you see that stuff. Yeah. But I don't do a lot of social media, like I said. Like, so if you found me on social media, then you're going to creep me out. And we're probably not going to be friends. No. But there are three more facts that you can read there that I'm not going to spoil for you. I'm going to let you spoil for yourself if you want to check them out. Once again, that's at istuff.co.nz. And before you start catching Z's. that was terrible. But we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to get into some more stuff, like we have the entertainment coming up, actually. And I hope you folks are ready for that. This is going to be fun. I hope it is. And I hope it's something that you enjoy. And I hope we have stuff that you enjoy while we take a break. You can check us out at Google Podcasts, anchor.fm. Daily Shift with an exclamation point, and you can put Clutch at the end, KLUTCH, if you want to find the show specifically just like that. You can type it in on Google or Yahoo or Bing or whatever search engine you have, and you can find us also on Google Podcasts, iTunes Music, Spotify, CastBox, Stitcher, and on Wisdom. The Wisdom app has us as well. We're going to be doing After Talk shows, and we've already been doing that, so hopefully you folks have been tuning into that as well, just like you've been tuning into the Jukebox Radio, which is on MySpin, Outside the Box Radio. We also are promoting everyone there, because everyone there is just phenomenal. So there's the Jazz Lounge, there's My Vibe, tons of places to check out, tons of great content, and hopefully you do, and hopefully you continue to check us out as we go ahead and take this break. Why? Because it's the Daily Shift, and we'll see you right after the break. Keep it locked. Well, the Daily Shift has returned and has brought you entertainment. There's a lot in entertainment happening, and especially a lot happening February 1st through, like, I think the 14th. Like, there's a lot of stuff coming out. Of course, the Ant-Man Quantumania movie. I know, like, okay, so Megan was one of the movies that I was kind of looking forward to seeing, and luckily through tons of different ways, now, like, nowadays you don't have to just go to the movie theaters, now there's ways to see them otherwise, like whether it be on demand or Hulu or Amazon or YouTube, if you want to purchase it for or rent it or whatever, there's tons of ways to see it now nowadays. So when I saw Megan, I was kind of disappointed, because it wasn't, I knew it was going to be like a little kind of hokey movie, but it felt like watching a little bit more interesting sci-fi movie. What if Megan was like right outside my door? Is that what you really think? Like, you know, like that'd be creepy, right? Anyway, but no, I didn't enjoy it as much as I thought. I want to see what they do with the, in case you don't know, there's going to be a second one. It's mainly because I probably have seen too many Terminator movies, and I was like, so wait. So if that happened, like, I was able to put two and two together throughout the movie. And then on top of that, I'm sorry, but that little girl was so annoying. Oh, jeez. I know it's a kid. And that's, like, oh, man, I'm sorry. I can't even form sentences because of, oh, my goodness. Who saw that movie and was not, like, that was so annoying. It's like even after certain events, it was, like, you know, oh, my gosh. But. And then also SNL, like, they made a really good video of that's not for kids, by the way. That video on SNL is not for kids. Or maybe it is, whatever. Just pay attention to the rating. That's all I'm saying. I'm still laughing at one part because I was like, wait, is that true? And then sure enough. Anyway, Avatar The Way of Water, geez, that movie was, can we talk about the length of these movies? Just because it's long doesn't mean it's going to be great. The first, I didn't care about what was happening at first. I'm just going to put it like that. I didn't care about what was happening at first. I was paying attention to it, but I did not care. I was like, why am I seeing this? And then they made it make sense. And then I was like, okay, I guess. But it's not really relevant. You know, it wasn't really. Like, I felt like the movie was trying to do what the first one did, is like get you emotionally attached to the characters and stuff like that. And it's like, well, you can't force that, you know? And it felt like it was trying to be forced at first and all that kind of stuff. And then as we progressed through the movie, I was more, and they never answered the big question of what in, okay, I'm sorry. I went somewhere else with that because I was reading some of the notes that I took down, and then I was like, they never even answered that question. I was like, that was the main question I had for this movie, is like, what in the world is happening with this one particular character who, by the way, I'm going to call this character Ripley. And then hopefully some people catch on to what I'm saying here. But Ripley's character was the most interesting, and they never, ever, just maybe, okay, maybe they did answer it, and maybe I just missed it. Maybe I just missed it, or maybe I didn't understand. Hopefully they do a number three, because it was still an okay movie. I enjoyed it. Not as much as the first one. It's kind of like Pacific Rim and Pacific Rim 2, but on a lesser scale, because I like this more than Pacific Rim 2. Pacific Rim 1, like, let's face it, that was top notch. Got what we wanted, monsters battling robots. Then number 2 was like, okay, so you want monsters battling robots, let's have them do this. Like, all of a sudden they're in martial arts and all, and jumping. Yeah. Didn't have that great feel to it, you know? Part 1 was better. Just like Avatar for me. Avatar Part 1 was better. Great, phenomenal. Number 2, it was good. I'm going to give this a... Okay, I'm going to give Megan... should we go with just a... I'm going to give it a 7.5. Maybe a 7. 7 on predictability and... different things that I don't want to spoil, like how to shut it down and things like that. So 7.5. Let's get it halfway to 8, because it was pretty good. Not scary. No, what? No, because it was supposed to be terror. No, I'm going to give it a 7. It was supposed to be kind of scary. So no, it wasn't really that scary. You know, like a lot of characters that, you know, yeah, you'll see, maybe you'll see, but I felt like a lot of characters got what they deserve. Like, okay, that sounds dark, but no, like, wow. Like, you know, this, like, it got to the point where it's like, wow, like you are a threat, like, as a person, like, that, as a person, that thing is less intimidating than you, you know? And then on top of that, it was more like a Terminator, but for kids. Like, what if a Terminator, like, got released as a toy? Sorry if that spoiled anything, but yeah, that's how it happened. That's how I feel. Avatar, The Way of Water, I'm going to give that one a... It had 3 hours to do it. Man, but I feel like that 3 hours... Okay, so they took 3 hours, so I'm going to take 3 from them. I'm going to start at a 7 and go build my way up from there. So it did have character development, but they didn't answer some of the most important questions that I'm sure a lot of people are still asking. But I think I know. I think somebody is connected to AWA, because in the first movie, they did the ritual or whatever. And then I think they became one with AWA, and they're just a reincarnation. That's what I think. I think either AWA reincarnated as this person, or... this person has the, like, is linked to AWA, as they call it in the movie, via, like, you know, you'll see, I wish I could just talk about this, man, maybe in like a month or two, because this would be a really good one, man, It was just so. Anyway. But yeah. I'm gonna give that movie a. I'm gonna give it an 8. 8. I'm thinking of whether to go 8.5. Maybe 8.5 is too high. I'm gonna give it an. I'm gonna give it an 8. I'm gonna give it an 8. You know what? I'm gonna give it a 7.5 as well. 7.5, and on a good day an 8. So whatever that means, because there were a lot of strong points and good points, but then there were a lot of points in the movie where I was like, so this is just left open in the air, and then like a lot of things were skipping around, so it was just kind of like, wait. Like, it felt like things were rushed, and it felt like things were rushed during a 3-hour movie, so that's never great. But it was great. It had a great plot. It was just kind of, like, it was different. It was weird. Not a great plot, per se, but it was just kind of like, you didn't need 3 hours to do this. Like, geez. Like, there was a lot of stuff that was happening in the movie. Like, that could have taken less time. Like, if that's what they're really after, then how come... There was a lot of things that were left unanswered in the movie, and I feel like they could have definitely answered in the time that they had been given, considering that they had 3 hours to do so. But nonetheless, I still give it a 7.5. Why? Because it's Avatar. It was still beautiful to watch. A lot of crying. You do get those emotional attachments in some places because it was just that great of acting. And, like, the way they designed the characters and stuff like that, it's like, man. You know, so I will give it that. Just like I'm going to give you all another break. Well, not a break, but a goodbye for now. Till we meet again. Which would be Thursday. Unless it's already Thursday. So that means if it's Wednesday night for you and you're heading to bed, then good night. And if it's already Thursday and you're starting your morning, getting your 17 billion cups of coffee, then good morning. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you next time. Keep it locked. We both in the same room. I don't like to be wrong, which I know you relate to. And I know I make you feel like you're at the end of your rope. That's when I look at you and tell you I'll be better alone. Just the pride talking, isn't it? Cause both of us know I'm the definition of wreck if you look into my soul. Comes out the most when I feel I'm in a vulnerable place. Made a lot of mistakes I wish I knew how to erase. When I'm afraid, might get distant and I push you away. But no matter the case, I'ma do whatever it takes. Even if both break down tonight, and you say you hate me, and we go to bed angry.